November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Listen! From Foggy to Yellowtail, from Jackfish to Killer Whale, I jump in my dinghy boat and I head on down the coast. I need a fish to bite, my kids gotta eat tonight, so I do what I gotta do, take some fish back for them to stew. I've been in the jail long and I was born.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart all day. It is Friday, the 15th of November, 2024, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. And it's a Sports Friday. We got lots to talk about. First of all, I have to say thank you to my producer for playing that song. First of all, I hear the people on the street saying that this is the song. This may be the song that replaces Burma Road. Not that it could replace it, right? But it is the new Bahamian classic. Elkin 360, we ain't forget you. We always gonna love that song forever. But the Anchor Awards are taking place this weekend, right? The Anchor Awards at Bahama Convention Center. I think it's this weekend. And so, it's next weekend? Not the 16th? The 20th? You have an invite to the Anchor Awards too, sir? The 22nd?
Oh, no, that's when the Sports Awards.
Oh, the Sports Awards. No, I think the Anchor Awards may be this weekend.
Yeah.
I gotta go to that, but let me tell you why. First of all, because my good friend LeVar Pratt was a fisherman. And let me tell you something about the fisherman community. If you're related to anybody in the fisherman community, right, you got a friend for life. The life that people live on the sea, it instills, it evokes these things we call soft skills, right? Compassion and empathy and understanding, right? Anyway, Anchor Awards coming up. You guys love a fisherman today, please. They need your love. Okay, I'm going to go through the headlines quickly and then we're going to talk sports. In the top of today's Guardian, unfair decision on fuel margin hike. Sir Franklin suggests increase overdue for wholesalers. Sir Franklin. Good morning, sir. See, I guess it's a fair statement to make. I just hope you know that you can't win this case in the court of public opinion or in a court of equity. But it's unfair. CARICOM's deep concern over Haiti's transitional governance process on Monday. I'm going to pick that up. This is a heavy and complicated story, and I want to read as much info about it as possible before we delve into a real deep conversation. And on the front of today's Tribune, headlines, $1.5 billion battle for sunken treasure. Legal fight erupts amid accusations. All parties violated Bahamian laws. Just once you all know that the Bahamian government is the only party that's allowed to violate Bahamian law. Y'all don't come here, foreigners, thinking because you see the government violating the law that you could just get away with it. Or succeed with the complicity and participation of Bahamians. No. Not at all. Anyway, these are all stories to pick up. And then this one here, I'm hoping to get some time to talk about this today. Groups make final preparations for Junkanoo parades as holidays near. Rowan Baljunkanoo is the Christmas season's top sport. It is always the top sport. And then, anybody have an extra ticket to watch this Mike Tyson fight? Like, when I say extra ticket, like, you have an extra seat on your couch because you pay-per-view it? I need to watch this fight. I want to do a whole show just on this fight. It is so fascinating, right? The Tyson, bite your ear off Tyson, who became an animal rights advocate. I think, is he a Buddhist? He may not be a Buddhist, but he's a meditator, right? Has come back out into boxing, come out of that life of calm and peace and making cartoons. Remember the Mike Tyson cartoon with the secret? Anyway, it's fantastic. To fight this young boy, Jake Paul. Now, I'm a senior woman now, so I'm not supposed to like all this pugilism and punching each other up. But I don't know, as an old woman, if I'm allowed to say, I think I may want to see Jake Paul get a lesson from a real boxer, because it appears as if this is just a celebrity exploit, right? Like, he just wants to be famous. I don't know if anybody wants to be famous on the other end of Mike Tyson's glove. That ain't the type of famous I want. But I've got a guest in studio, and we are going to transition to some local sports news. I got texted here and say, yeah, Boatman is the jam. And listen, KB's performance, the original, is excellent, you know. But you know what we have to do with this song? We need a Bahamian series. Just how we do the rhythm, you make a rhythm and all the artists produce on it. We need to see Bahamian artists do their version of Boatman. Because when Blotty performed Boatman at the Bahama Rock Concert for Independence, here's how Bahamians treat celebrities, right? We don't celebrity the way other people celebrity. But this boy, Blotty, had Bahamian man, including one, but you say he's a fisherman, but Blotty know he's really a policeman. Dancing, man. And so, KB, you did it. You did it again, and we love it. So joining me in studio this morning is Mr. Stanley Mitchell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I apologize. I was supposed to have you last week, but my WhatsApp was freaking out. And so for anybody who's been trying to reach me on the number 4557242, it is no longer available on WhatsApp. Now, this could be a good Chick Chani Games this Christmas. How are you going to find me to get my new number? Because I can't tell you all my new number on the radio. Very bad, Mr. Mitchell joining me today. We're touching on a couple of headlines that have been in the paper. The first one being athletes honored at National Sports Award. And then the second one we will be talking about, and Mr. Mitchell left me the flyer. Here it is, the National Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I want to know if y'all know the individuals who are being honored this year and what their contribution to sports at the national level would have been. Now, when we read last week's article, Davis to be inducted in Sports Hall of Fame, the Minister for Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mario Boleg, is quoted as saying that the article says, he said that the month honors professional athletes and coaches, amateurs, casual sports fans, and enthusiastic supporters. Mr. Mitchell is here in his capacity as a sports historian, and he may not know this, as a former athlete. And we're going to discuss a number of things, but the first thing I want to ask Mr. Mitchell is this. Well, good morning, sir, and how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just wondering about the same things you're wondering about, and I can't get any definite answers.
Where is the space that we should go to for information like this? I learned that the current prime minister is being honored for a sports award. The stories that told me that don't clearly indicate what his contribution was to sports. Where would I go to find that information?
You'll have to go to the Ministry of Youth and Sports.
Okay. They have records to go back that far?
They should have. I was just invited to help with cleaning up a long list of former inductees and to go over their names, the real names, because some had nicknames in it, what they were honored for their sport and things like that. So they do have, and in fact, I have a list with me of some 265 names or so of people, it says, Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture, Department of Sport, Registry of Candidates, National Hall of Fame.
All right, so that's a list of nominees.
There's a list of, I think, people who can be nominated.
Who would be eligible, given the criteria presented.
And I can get past 20 that, in my opinion, and you call me a historian who's been around over 60 years, that could actually be on this kind of list. My understanding being through the ministry all these years, that the criteria was that you had to have performed at a certain level at an even international or at be top
representing the country,
the country, or yeah, top at the local level. All this other hoorah, rah, rah about you could be a supporter,
amateur, casual sports fan.
Then I never heard of it, and seems like, in my opinion, it's a dumbing down of the whole process. Tell your story. Process started in 1989. Five, Elijah Obed, Tommy Robinson, Sadurbin Knowles, Cook, and Andre Rogers were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Very, very well put on by Peter Bethel, I think the minister was at the time. Since then, it's been going down. And I always accuse them of when they can't get enough. Like, in America, we got 350 million people. 349,999,000 people don't get inducted into no Hall of Fame. We seem to want to put, like, this is like a name dropper list. If you weeded the garden around the Sports Center, you get to go in the same Hall of Fame that Michael Thompson, Elijah Obed are in.
Yeah.
That don't make sense to me. And then it got worse and worse, and now it's right down to you telling me because you were manager of some local team on the government ground and old timers, you could be in that same Hall of Fame. I used to accuse a couple of directors of sports. I say, look here, y'all won't have a banquet, but if you only have two people who should be honored that year, you can't get 200 people out, so you name 20, hoping each one of them could have a table of 10, and then you have 200 people, and you have a banquet. But that ain't the way it's supposed to. You could have a quiet ceremony at Government House where these two people who's supposed to be honored are honored, and their family comes, and those who come from their sport and support them, and let the governor general or, you know, somewhere the prime minister. But this nonsense, I stopped going after a while. It just didn't make sense.
No, it's not making sense to me, right? Before we started the show and we were going through the names, right, I was asking you, Stephen Hanna. See, I know a Stephen Hanna who is, well, all the Stephen Hannas I know are my cousins, right? And they're all good people, I think.
No, well, I can't say that on here.
But the Stephen Hanna I know is a martial artist for a long time.
Is Stephen Sabandi Hanna, who made the country famous in the triple jump and the long jump. He was one of the six, seven people that went to the Commonwealth Games. Okay. In 1982 in Brisbane, Australia, and came back with a silver medal. And at the time, there were no world championships, so it was only Pan Am Games, Commonwealth Games, and the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So Tommy Robinson, the same thing. So we celebrated. Shawnell Ferguson was on that trip, Bradley Cooper and Stephen Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And Bradley, what's his name from Tourism Now, the hurdler. We celebrated them.
This Randy Rule. Is this Senator Randy Rule?
I think so. Well, they got so many Randy Rules in Bimini, you could never tell. But they were all good at sports,
yeah.
So you could pick anyone and put them in the Hall of Fame.
I got you.
Okay? Yeah. I wish they had put the thing in front of it.
Now, I'm going to expose my ignorance. even though QC is a BAISS swimming champion, like we are sports champions, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the Honorable A.F. Adley's contribution to sports?
He was the founding president of the Bahamas Amateur Athletic Association, and he was a member of the Bahamas Olympic Olympic Association.
Okay.
In those days, you will see the names Gerald Cash, A.F. Adley, later on Orville Turnquest and Kendall Isaacs. They needed lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
When they were founding these things in the 50s to help write the Constitution and make sure everything was right. So his participation was immensely important, and he should be honored for accepting the duties to do
the
it.
The task of regularizing and creating right. these spaces.
And what happened was he went to the coronation of the Queen the next year, and he got what we call now deep thrombosis and died coming back on an airplane. Otherwise, he would have kept on, giving his services.
Look here, sir.
His son, Paul Adley, became a president of the B3As also, right. And a member of the Bahamas Olympic
Committee.
The
Paul Adley?
The venerable Paul Adley.
Now listen to all the other Paul Adleys out there. You are also an important part of this country's national development. We just want to make a distinction. Okay, so the women's national softball team
1981
is being honored as
finally.
Well.
But what's happening is, and this is inconsistent with me, I don't think the men are in yet. And the men were in 1980.
Okay.
And came in the same position, third in the world.
So
I don't know how they pick it or how they do it.
But here's what I'm looking at. I know that, I think last year, the current women's softball team got an invitation to compete at a prestigious regional event. And in the letter, they indicated that your performance was so stellar at the last event. Like, we can't have it without you. We really want you to come. But the Bahamas affiliated association, had to respond with commiserations. We apologize. We are unable to send a team,
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the response was. But then the men's team went, and someone affiliated with the association indicated that it's a matter of money, and it's disappointing that funds are being diverted from the softball program to support the men's basketball team because they have a better chance of succeeding. So it's possible that they wanted to somehow honor the contributions of women's softball because they are honoring, I think they are, are they honoring the men's team this year? Or
no.
In the National Sports Award, the national team of the year is the men's basketball
team. Yeah, that team, since 1975,
mm-hmm.
came the closest to making it a couple of points in a final game to be in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been the dream of every president of the Basketball Association and Federation, mm-hmm. to get a team in the Olympic Games. I can't come out and say it, but I thought they had a better chance and the money should be diverted. You ever see some of them women who play on the national softball team? Let me get myself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Big, fat, out of shape, can't bend down. KB, do that song. Can't bend down. and talking about we can't have the thing without you. Go get in shape and go to a doctor before y'all take that kind of team away.
Is that, outside of track and field, is that an issue in sports nationally that we are not preparing? Athletes are not prepared to hit the court and perform at a national, at an international level.
All our teams are willing and ready to hit any court anywhere in any discipline to do it. I want my 2% from the sale of Batelco that I was promised, and I want my 2% from the gambling people when what I was promised that would go towards sports.
There's another 2% somewhere. I just can't remember where it is.
We got 6%.
Yeah.
Never got the 2%, never given the sports or anything, and they want us to prepare, well, I shouldn't say, want federations to prepare people on national sports associations and do all the work and get them ready.
So that's a great space, right?
Yeah.
Jonquil as well, but...
Let me say something before you say it.
Okay.
Can I?
Yes, sir.
I have an argument. Jonquil did wonderful. Jazz does wonderful, and so does Buddy Hield.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them wear the Bahamas on their chest when they're playing. They are not a part of a Bahamas
team.
Mm-hmm. They get their accolades from being a Bahamian playing at the highest level, but they shouldn't get what a Bahamas tennis team or track and field team or, you know, swimming team gets when you go with Bahamas on your chest.
So let's talk Buddy Jonquil and Vijay Edgecombe, right? Jonquil received the Tourism Impact Award. Is the government, in its attempt to...
No, that's not new. It's been done
right
before.
In its attempt to promote the Bahamas and its tourism product, is it disadvantaging the sports world, right? Like you say, by highlighting these athletes who don't wear the Bahamas name on their uniform when they're actually performing,
yeah,
right? Is their focus on using these athletes to promote a country and tourism product actually frustrating the local athletic space?
I wouldn't go as far as to say frustrating, it's a strong word, but in all of what you just said, there's some of it.
Okay, because I had a question. Now, we're talking about young people now.
Right.
And I want to say this. No, this critique does not diminish their personal achievements.
Right.
It does not diminish their effort or their commitment to the Bahamas, no matter how it looks or how it operates.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with
right.
that.
But
thanks for putting that out there, because I love all of them.
Right, and even the critique of the women's softball team.
Mm.
Listen, I should get an award. I know you don't know this, Uncle Stanley.
Don't start that.
23 years ago,
uh-huh,
I was playing basketball in Burnett Road, and I blocked this guy. And I jumped so high in the air, right, that when I came down, and we were playing on an unregulated court, when we came down, I couldn't push the boy off the court. So I had to shift my weight. I broke my ankle. And you know what the boy that on the court said to me? What you was doing that high in the air anyway, miss? We was scared. What came over me, but it was an achievement. The point is, right, like, I don't expect to be honored, but I should be. Vijay now, outside of his participation on the men's national basketball team, does a Vijay Edgecombe from Bimini, legitimately, but who has developed his talent and received all of his accolades outside of the national team participation outside the country, should he be considered for male senior high school athlete of the year? Or should there be a separate category for Bahamians performing outside the country, students or people of Bahamian descent living outside the country? Should there be a special award for them?
Let me answer two parts. I can't remember everything. His participation on the national team was tremendous.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
He posterized Big Grown Man.
He even posterized me, and I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to any bar, any lounge, or any place when Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday afternoon, we are so close to statehood,
mm-hmm.
it scares the living shizer out of me. We are no longer the Bahamas. Everybody, my team, I'm a dolphin, I'm a this, I'm a that.
Mm-hmm.
So in the people's minds, there's no gray area where you're talking about where he did it in which high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's our high school.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about if it's in California, it don't matter. They get the reels. They get everything. It's played every day.
Now, when people want to talk about globalization
That's
and you want
it.
To talk about cultural imperialism
exactly.
as a tool, this is the way that people subtly deconstruct and erode the integrity of your statehood,
oh.
of your nationhood, of the perception of belonging and being a collective of people.
There was a senior member of parliament at one time when the dish came in with a big, big dish
mm-hmm.
that used to bring in all these channels.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the same idea. We're not letting that in the country that's going to interfere with our
mm-hmm.
nationhood. But when he saw some of the stuff you could see on it, he said, bring them in, bring them in.
And, so,
and they've been eroding our nation since then.
And the dish itself isn't the bad thing. My guy,
the phone ain't the bad
Sydney
thing.
Isaacs, Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival, say the antidote to cultural imperialism is your own culture.
Yes.
The same way they make anti-venom from venom, right? Your antidote, the way you protect yourself from external forces.
You see how I was dancing when we show KB and the music?
Mm-hmm.
That's the antidote right there. With
yeah. this. And you teach your children that it's okay to dance to your own music and show them. Yeah, you literally have to show them that, right? Anyway, we had...
we digress into some...
I was at a
Carifta Games, and after the games, all the children get together, our team dance and do things. This girl came with the,
Master Roach,
and all of the Bahamians
mm-hmm.
were surprised that she was doing it.
And we this
young Bahamians.
What's interesting, right, is that while we assume ourselves a part of the world, we don't take our culture with us and assume it as a part of the world, because the dances I see these young people doing, I don't understand why y'all think Master Roach can't be in that.
In that.
I mean, the creativity to turn the Master Roach into another dance, right, routine mm-hmm. is right there. But we're going to end this little segment by saying, VJ Edgecombe, we proud of you, you know. And
I'm a fan.
And his start with Baylor has been tremendous.
Yeah.
Are you already posterized somebody child? And we say, good on you, VJ. But these are the questions that we have to ask to ensure the integrity of the space that you are contributing to.
These questions ain't just start. These started long before with Rick Fox. Is he a Bahamian? Clay Thompson and all
yeah.
the Thompson boys has always been.
Okay, so I'm going to say we have to document these conversations. Tune in every Saturday to 10th Year Seniors' new sports show. It comes on, I think, 11 a.m. every Saturday morning. Check it out. I got to connect you with them because we need more than one or two or three spaces dedicated to talking sports. Because just because I fly in the sky like a witch and block the bay, and everybody was like, why would you even
Any
fly?
Any evidence of that?
Yeah, man, we could go to Bernard Road right now. I could show you the court. We go to the hospital.
No, show me the video.
We had video back in that day, understand? You know that. Anyway, when we get back from the break, we're going to start with these texts to you, sir. And then let's go through the list of honorees, awardees at the National Sports Award.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then I'm going to ask you, why it took us so long to honor Kendall Isaacs if he had... I asked myself, is this the same Kendall Isaacs with the gym? Because we We gave it Jim a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when are we going to... I don't know. This is, we need to revamp the curriculum in the schools and beef up sports history and knowledge, because as a incidental tool, I think it could build confidence in young people.
It does.
Yeah.
If it's right.
If it's correct. Absolutely. We're going to a break. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Girl, Junior just on Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in June?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
It turns out that there's more than one special gift to give that special someone this Christmas. Consumers are searching for the perfect presents and the right prices. So what better way than to place your products or services in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide? This year's Christmas shoppers will be sure to find that special something for everyone on their list. For an all-inclusive price, you can have your ads published twice in December in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide, in addition to 10, 15, and 30-second commercials, and not to mention a web ad on the Nassau Guardians website. Advertising deadline is November 29th, remember. For more information, contact your sales agents or call the Nassau Guardian Advertising Department at 302-2300. That's 302-2300, and ask about our Holiday Gift Guide Media Bundle. You won't want to miss this opportunity. Ring in those holiday profits by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Holiday Gift Guide.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We got to get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shocked you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $668 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and Certainty Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I was just reminding my good uncle that my mother and father would leave me on Corinne Mitchell's side porch for Junkanoo and tell us only big girls who could stay up all night could come to Junkanoo with us. Now they have Junkanoo in the morning, in the daytime. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Mr. Mitchell, let's read some text and then I have to ask you two questions. What disciplines did you perform as an athlete in the country, and what disciplines or what's the criteria that Mr. Davis fit to be included in this year's National Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony? So the first text says, excellent point Mr. Mitchell just made regarding Jonquel, Buddy, and Jazz. We are allowing emotions to cause us to make these poor decisions regarding who should be honored. And I think a part of it, sir, is that in our heart, the people who are making the decisions in their hearts, it's more important for them to be recognized, right? Like, first of all, there's recognition through association. So if Jazz is recognized, and I feel like I am being recognized as well, and it's more important for us to be recognized in an American or an international market than it is for us to recognize the brilliance among ourselves.
I have an argument with a former member of parliament who tells me every time, say, you like to make these people who performed abroad the heroes. He says, but anybody who did the best in the Bahamas at wrestling, at bodybuilding, if they became Bahamian champions, they should be in the Hall of Fame. And we go back and forth on that.
And I think it is a discussion that needs to be had, and we need to continually push back and forth. Right? Not that there is a singular answer, but it's the process of us all participating in the discussion that builds up the nation.
Well, you know how they do it in the U.S. People get involved to vote, but the sports writers mm-hmm. of the country or of the sport get to put in the major decision of votes of who gets into the Hall of Fame. Not even a government, no entity. It's the sports writers of America who cover basketball, who will decide with the votes how you get in. But I want to get back to the point you just made. Mm-hmm. And it's even deeper than that. If I honor you and you are a little bit lower, then one day maybe I'll be able to sneak in there because I brought it down to you. Mm-hmm. Take, for instance, the acting director of sports. She could be in the Sports Hall of Fame over all these people mm-hmm. who get named. She was an athlete and a good athlete in a couple of sports.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do. Ask me the other question.
Okay, well, let me read this text. It says, good morning. My father, Mr. Alfred Ali Culmer, gave his life to the sport of softball as a coach on many national teams, and he deserves all of his flowers while he is alive. Mr. Culmer's name is not on this list, but I tell you what, Mr. or Ms. Culmer Jr., right? Start the petition.
I think maybe Ali should be going in with the ladies.
With the softball team, the national team.
He's been the coach of the ladies team and had some of the best teams, ladies teams in the softball association for years and years.
Good stuff. Okay, next question. I know that you were an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you excelled. I'm not sure what disciplines you were in.
You don't know what I'm dead?
You don't believe I fly over the basketball court?
No, I actually, like Michael Thompson, took his boys to the Priory grounds and say this is holy ground.
Mm-hmm.
Only the best played here. And in the video documentary, what they did on him, I played on the Priory. I put a junior team. In the league for 2 years, me and Colin Troppy Knowles.
Okay.
First, we had a team called Little Rock. We played against the Prairie Rats. We played against Papa Smith, Peter Brown, and John Todd and all of those. The next year, my elder brother got us a sponsor, Taylor Gas. Mm-hmm. They gave us this shiny blue pants and this white jersey. And all the fans used to tell the other team, beat it off them because the other teams couldn't afford.
Mm-hmm.
I think I played junior baseball on the Ford for Anita Laundry and all of that. But my most spectacular thing was I tied the national high jump record while I was in high school, which was held by Godfrey McCaw and Lamar. Gentleman that just died in free, Russell Franks.
Okay.
And then the next year, I broke it and held it myself until Anthony Balfour came along from St. John's and beat my record.
That's where I get it from. That's why I do
so. That's
so
why you were high up there.
I played varsity, right? Like inter school at the senior level, netball, field hockey.
Yeah, I was
basketball.
Captain of my softball team that beat up QC and SAC during the time. So I was very.
It's a good thing I wasn't born yet. That ain't argument ain't for me. I have to remember that.
Well, when we played, QC was like the donkey team that everybody could beat.
That's okay. I understand. Now we are here in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have established your location in this conversation. And in the next question, I'm going to ask you. We are inducting the Prime Minister, Honorable Philip E. Brave Davis, Casey, MP, into the National Sports Hall of Fame. Now, the criteria listed in this most recent article, November 5th, 2024, says that the month honors professional athletes, coaches, amateurs, casual sports fans, and enthusiastic supporters.
Casual sports fans?
I waiting for my honor. I mean, now I can't get it because that'd be nepotism. They're going to say, oh, Mr. Mitchell, you only putting your niece there.
Yeah, but we had a fella from track and field, sadly got burned up in a fire, named Ozzie Arnett.
Mm-hmm.
He's the ultimate sports fan, and anyone in many sports can tell you that. Then we had we have Mother now, Wallace Whitfield, who travels
with our teams. She volunteers.
And volunteers. But we had before that Doris Tooth. And everybody know Aunt Doris from softball and baby. She at every game, she'd park a taxi to go To stop making money to support. So I don't know what a casual.
Casual should never be used in reference to the National Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and name some of the other things. I didn't hear that.
Okay, enthusiastic supporters.
Okay.
I just don't, I'm not sure. Okay, now, again, I will reread what I found online last week. These are all taken from a website called Concordia that offered a biography
of
Philip Braff Davis, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
Biography. I've known him all my life, and I know him to be none of those things that you're talking about.
Now, this says that he lived on Cat Island in his early childhood, which means that he played tag.
And
he played tag with ghosts.
And roundings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he may be a champion of that. I also played tag with a ghost in a graveyard in Inagua, and this is a true story.
Yeah, okay, y'all keep your story.
Okay, then he went to high school at Eastern Junior and Senior Schools and St. John's College. So I'd been last week, I asked people to call in the show, message the show, and tell me if you know what sports he would have participated in or in what capacity. People called in and texted in and said he played old-timers football.
And softball.
Softball, yeah. Old-timers softball. Yeah. He served as vice president of the Bahamas Swim Federation from 86 to 1990. Now, the only thing that I could say, Carl, I come into you in 2 seconds, that would qualify him is that he paid for the entire national swim program. Any club short on funds, needed money, he paid for it. He paid the travel costs for every swimmer to go to every meet for the whole year, for the whole period of 4 years.
You know, that reminds me how I got kicked out of the Hall of Fame induction meeting one time. We were in there, and I was going over the list that they gave me, and I saw this name, and I started chuckling. So Mike Sands was there, and he looked at me. He said, "Pongo, what you laughing about?" I say, "You see this name here?" I call the name. He said, "Yeah." I say, "You know him?" He said, "No." I said, "He's been inducted into the Hall of Fame, but he was my brother's best friend. My brother's best friend. And the only thing he ever did." He had a bicycle shop in Freeport, and at some of the bigger meets, he would give a bicycle as a prize. And I said, "Man, y'all stop this foolishness," and I walk out, and they invite me back for about 10 years till the government changed.
Wow.
Because I can't stand it. I know what's great. I've seen greatness at every level. I've traveled to all the great things in this Bahamas world. And we the dumbing down of it. I'm not saying that the prime minister is a dumbing down, but I don't see any criteria where he could be in any Hall of Fame.
Again.
In fact, I'm doing some videos right now that are going up on a site that children are going to be allowed to go to see the real, real heroes of this country, not all these people who they flambasting and throwing in the pot and hoping we get a good soup.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that commentary. I think it's important for the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture to publish the rationale, right, for
not
the decision.
Not only publish it, let the people know who are the people who are deciding. Also list the names of the sports writers and the sports commentators who follow these people, the heroes, and know about and write about them.
Absolutely. And then they're also great sources of information, so you know who to go to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line, Mr. Mitchell. I think it may be Mr. Eric Sawyer III. I hope he is not...
Not him.
I hope he is not mad at me. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you doing?
Thank you for your patience.
Let's go in the car.
Okay.
5 minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is a good topic. And I'm familiar with the gentleman's voice. This is truly Manager Mania.
Yes, sir.
I'm familiar with the gentleman. Who's the gentleman you're speaking with?
Mr. Mitchell. Stanley Mitchell.
Mitchell.
And I've been trying, just like the thing you did the other day on getting an honor for Obed. Elijah Obed. I've been asking the government for that, just like the president of Box, former president. Put his statue on a roundabout in this country so they could know what a real world champion is.
Yeah, now the Obed situation is long overdue. Mm-hmm. You know, in all the years, I've been hearing all sorts of stuff. But see, what I like the government to do, if you're not going to recognize the champion, the former greatest champion in this country, mm-hmm. if you're not going to recognize him, tell us why you're not going to do it, okay? But that's another topic for another day. It's a long overdue topic. Now, why I'm calling this show, mm-hmm. okay? Because what I've contributed to box this country is so much. You may not know. But I've been fighting from I was 15 years old, representing the Bahamas at international games, okay? Mm-hmm. When I retired at 28, I was a coach, going with the national team all over the world, mm-hmm. okay? Listen to me. Muhammad Ali, when he fought Tribe Burbage here in 1981, 10 years after that, I fought Ray Manning Jr. at the Sports Center. And listen to me. I think that crowd in 92 at that Sports Center was bigger than the crowd for drumming in the Bahama. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Because, listen, every Bahamian who was alive was at that fight.
Okay?
Because I leaving Paradise Island from the hotel, coming down Bay Street, and then I get far as the Bamboo Shack and Nassau Street, traffic was, listen to me, cars were parked on both sides of the street. We had to call the police on a motorbike to get me to the stadium. I did so much for boxing in this country.
You're saying this to say what?
To say what? Let listen to me, okay?
Yeah, but we don't have much time. Are you saying that, you know, let us know?
Listen to me. Sound like you're trying to kill me.
No, we had others before you who did more than that, and they ain't been on it yet. So, you know.
Yeah, but they ain't fighting to get on it, okay?
You don't fight to get on it. Don't ever do that. Do your fighting in the ring and let the people sing your praises.
I've been getting it in my head from I was 14 years old. Okay? I went to the gym the other day, the national boxing gym.
Yeah.
Okay? There was a picture of me in that gym with my championship belt around my waist. I went back a week later, someone took the picture down and cut the belt off and put the picture back there. I'm trying to find out why did they do that.
See, I got you.
If you're going to be jealous of me, go there and become champion. Listen to me. I represent the Bahamas in 3 12-round fights as far away as Germany. In Austria, Vienna, I fought 12 rounds fighting the German champion.
Thank you.
So I know there's a bit in my head. Okay?
I understand. I thank you very much for your contribution, and thank you for once again representing.
I get this right, man. Get the thing with Obed right.
I got you.
Stop fighting for him. Get it right.
Thank you very much. And I know that his family appreciates the efforts being put forward. I also know, sir, that you were trying to prevent me from sharing what I think are the reasons why Brave Davis is being honored or inducted into the National Sports Hall of Fame. Well, first of all, we know it ain't for Hamid, which is surprising because he sings very well.
He does?
I mean, there's a clip. They have a whole clip of him.
Oh, yeah, in some hour.
He sings pretty well.
Yeah.
I just understand. How could you sing so well and can't hum? I don't get it. Anyway, we know that it's possibly hide and seek. We know it's porking. He ain't from Grand Bahama. Only y'all is play pokey. It ain't whatever y'all is call it. Is it dancing? It could be. I mean, Minnis can't dance.
Don't say that.
Perry is show up late to the dance competition every time.
We only got one move.
Ingram, gangsters don't dance, they boogie. Davis gotta be the best. And I mean, we don't know if Sir Lyndon was dancing or if he was a misstep every time, right? But humming, no. Singing, yes. Pentathlon. Sir, have you ever seen Davis compete in the pentathlon? That's because he's so good. The pentathlon is eating 5 meats. And we know that it has to be that. That is why
Davis... Don't make a joke of my prime minister, please. He's a very good man.
And on that note, I will say, we ain't saying nothing more but this. Listen, there were lots of headlines that I didn't get to get to, including Bahamian Judoka Shine at Quebec Open. Both Kara Hanna and our boy Xavier Johnson did a wonderful job. Check out the 12th Annual City of Hope Bahamas Half Marathon, 10K, 5K, and relays this Sunday. Again, read the story. Time for us to honor Elijah Obed. 10,000 points for Buddy. Junior Boxers put on a show at Battle of the Islands. And then look at those Dolphins. We are now 3-6, but it don't matter because we won the first game of the season, which means we are champions. And you see, y'all don't think that mean anything, right? But I watch how y'all pull over Tyreek Hill. Y'all tried to end the Dolphin season in game one. I mean it over, you know, but I'm enjoying it.
You'll be happy to know that your grandfather's name is listed on a possible...
A candidate for baseball and softball.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Anyway, if y'all wanted to know where I get my sporting prowess from, or, you know, because I was a launcher. You upset me, I can launch myself out your meeting dead quick. It may be the Mitchells. Anyway, you guys, thank you, texters, callers, and Mr. Alfred, I think it is Kalmer.
Yes.
We will remember you, Mr. Alfred Ali Kalmer, and we expect that you will be honored along with the women's softball team because of your contributions to said teams. Thank you for your work. You guys stay tuned. And thank you, producer, because junkanoo is the only sport we play at Christmas time. Have a great day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.